Hey, this is a dark tangent. Organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the Dark Tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
You got me the goddamn sissy bell. Look at this thing. All right. There's no way you can hear this over that.
You remember from last night we had, well, maybe you don't remember from last night. I know Affleck doesn't remember from last night very much. Is Affleck out here? Is Affleck going to admit it?
I think
no.
A lot of people are glad they forgot last
We did three rounds last night of Jeopardy, and these are the three winning teams. And before I introduce them, there's a gentleman in the audience, another gentleman I'd want to introduce. Last night I introduced Larry Lasky. You guys gave him a round of a standing ovation, in fact. Jeff, where are you? Jeff? This gentleman, Jeff Apple, please stand up. He is the producer. Hold on, you don't know of what yet. It could have been a piece of shit. He is the producer. He's the producer of the Clint Eastwood movie, In Line of Fire. Give him a round of applause. Now, Jeff asked me to ask you guys a favor. He's working on a new movie. I won't go into any of the details on it. That would be quite unfair. Beer check. But if, at like some of the other cons that I've been to, you guys have been gracious enough to let me in and show me what's been going on. If you can offer Jeff the same courtesy, if there's anything that's really hip that's going on that you wouldn't want the narc shirts to see, Jeff may be a candidate for you to take a look and get to know him a little bit better, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and you'll appreciate getting to know him. All right, our three teams tonight for Jeopardy. What we're going to do tonight... There goes the beer. All right, so open it up and suck it down. What we're going to do tonight is two rounds. The first round is going to be 100 megabytes to 500 megabytes with one double Jeopardy.
That's it.
The second round will be 200 megabytes to 1 gigabyte with two double Jeopardies, and there will be a final Jeopardy question, which the contestants have to answer. We'll turn the questions around in a second, Bob. The first team, team number 1, we're going to refer to them, and this is kind of tough for you, so let's see if we can do it. Team 1, 2, and 3. You got that. On team 1, we have Bob Stratton. Everybody knows Bob Stratton. And who? Clovis. All right, well, we want to... Clovis, question for you. What was your best hack? What was your best hack?
No. Who said Catholic you? Oh, you did. No, don't... No. That's not good.
Say what? I missed that one. I heard my name in vain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I don't talk about
it. You don't talk about it.
That's bad.
That's bad news. All right.
No, I mean, it's neat to talk about it and everything, but it's not good to do.
Is Bob married? Is that a proposal? It's an inquiry. Bob? Your marital status?
Not right now.
There are plenty of places on the strip.
Not anytime soon.
All right, team 2.
I know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. What's your name?
Damon Nine.
Let them know.
Damon Nine.
And your friend with the blue hair.
Alex. It's orange.
It's orange. I'm colorblind. The Air Force wanted me. All right. And team 3, we've got Novocaine and Larry Lasker, who you remember from last evening. Let's hear it for our contestants. Now, DT. Where's DT? Jeff. Where's Jeff? He's out getting drunk. I don't know exactly what the prizes are for the winners, but I heard DT was going to be giving away a couple $100,000.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Right? Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Ferrari out in the...
Oh, the Ferrari.
Yeah, it's a Ferrari.
The red one.
The red one.
The red Ferrari.
Loser gets that crap
away a screwdriver.
I think here comes the stiletto.
I think he's giving away a screwdriver.
Hey, Defcon bottle cap.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to hurl out a couple more of my famous 1200 baud modems.
Cool, thank you.
Red.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we talking about the prizes for the winner?
Yeah.
Well, I would send you up to the stripper room, but it's currently going on right now.
Word.
You get the elite 2 invites to the private party tonight. I'll refund your price. I give you a free shirt. And you can be the proud owner of the exclusive set of used underwear of Dan's girlfriend. They're quite nice.
What about for second place?
Yeah, yeah. The last place people get to drink to inebriation. And the second place people, what should they get? How about a complete set of old Cisco manuals still in the shrink wrap?
What version?
Oh, shit. Is Shipley out there?
Yeah,
what are they? 3,000. And don't worry, I'll come up with some other mysterious prize. It's very enticing. Okay.
Are we ready?
If you are.
I am ready.
You are ready. All right, the categories for the
first round of Jeopardy are cyber movies. Larry is not allowed to play. Do we agree with that?
No.
No, we don't agree with that. All right, cyber movies. Alien encounters. And that's in honor of our speaker tomorrow morning, who's going to be here talking about Area 51. Oh, Area 51 fans, are we? All right. Category 3, penalty box. Crypto, somebody wanted some technical stuff. Who wanted technical? Bob, of course. You wanted, right? So you're going to win them all? He's going to get, now he's going to wonder about that. Trivia means anything goes. And the other one, music before you were born.
Thank you very much for that.
Dark Tangent, please start us off.
See, he's not allowed to play in that category.
I
think we'll go for...
crypto.
Crypto for 100. Who's going to ring in? Oh, you guys are great. U-boats in World War II use this almost uncrackable code.
Who got it first?
Orange?
Cherokee National Language.
What is the Cherokee National Language? Boo!
What is Enigma?
What is Enigma? Let's hear it for him! Scorekeeper, how are we?
100.
All right.
We're off to a good start.
Robert, your call.
Crypto for 200. It's not just a job.
Crypto for 200. They created the first public key crypto system in 1976.
Jeff, who?
Who had it?
Two!
Team two!
First public key crypto system in 76. Who are RSA? Or Ravish Smear and Allen?
No! Team one!
Who are Hellman and Merkel?
No! Anybody else? T-shirt! Wait a minute, I need a hand! Who is Whit Diffie and Martin Hellman?
I think you're off by one crypto system.
No, it's the other one. I'll show you later.
Huh?
I'll show you later.
Cool.
All right. But you had the less correct answer. Pick again.
Crypto for 300.
Crypto for 300.
They are the R, S, and A in RSA. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, go. Revis Sharon. He got it.
Come on.
Yes, he got it.
I
time.
Jeff, call it.
We were hosed.
I think he rang in first.
He did.
You got to pay attention.
That's these guys.
We need a judge.
It was the beer. I was arranging for more beer.
Look at these, come on.
Number five? Two.
Ryan Shamir and Adelman. I said it's a
popularity contest.
I wasn't paying attention, so you'll have to tell me.
All right.
You make the call.
I thought it was three first.
We'll discard the question and move on.
Robert, I don't know. He's the judge. I'm not.
All right, let's go. Get the impartial. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, focus up.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
Last night it was Maytag. What? Did I miss in the morning? All right, what do we decide to do, Judge?
We ditched the question. We're going
to
move on.
We ditched the question. Robert, you get to pick again.
Do it for 400.
Good. Here, Jeff.
Put it back in my bag. DES, the Data Encryption Standard.
So did I, but it's good if it comes from the audience.
I don't like this overriding of all this bullshit.
Yes! What the hell's going on?
She's right, Wynn.
Judge?
Who's got Bruce's
there's
book?
There's no replay in football. So there's no instant replay in Hacker Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get fucked.
Protest.
All right. Dez, the data encryption.
Wait. Stop. What just happened?
Nothing. Let's go.
The judge said that there's no instant replay.
The judge, you need to fix this, dude. Fix it. Do the right thing, man. Your conscience will haunt you for the rest of your day. Get a copy of Schneier's book.
You got to make the call.
Get a copy of Schneier's book.
I know, but if we doubled it, last night a bunch of mistakes were made and we didn't go.
He has to make the call. I can't make it. He's the judge. That was the way it was set up.
No, we didn't.
I don't know. It's about the first.
No, it is the book.
You call it.
Hey, listen, we made a bunch of mistakes last night and we didn't stop and go back and debate it for 5 minutes.
But you didn't have a book in front of you either.
Oh, he's getting bitter. No more beer for you. Okay. In the spirit of Glasnost, correct your answer.
What? I'm reading in person.
All right. What Bob just said was that answer one was correct, and the score should be corrected to credit them with the additional 100 and not team two. And that's what the judge said. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
We didn't get it anyway.
No, they didn't get it.
It was,
well, like so it you're getting the credit back, right?
All
right, let's move on. All right, crypto for 400. Here's the DES question. DES, the Data Encryption Standard, is a modification of this IBM crypto system. Team two.
Lucifer.
What is Lucifer? He's correct.
Yeah.
On the board.
Okay, team two, pick it.
Oh. Let's finish off the category.
All right.
This has been so successful.
Crypto. The crypto system that defeated the Japanese in the Pacific. Robert.
What is purple?
That's one of the correct answers. What's the other correct answer?
You said the crypto system.
There's two.
What is magic?
Cherokee!
Oh.
He gets it. Navajo and Cherokee were used interchangeably in that, according to David Kahn.
You can tech quest, dude. I don't want this guy to get hit.
Yeah, you get your points. No, they get the points. They absolutely get the points.
Give them 250.
No, they get both were correct answers.
Oh, okay.
Both are correct. They get
you said Cherokee earlier.
Robert,
Navajo and Cherokee were the Indian
languages. Navajo and Cherokee were the Indian languages that the Japanese did not understand, and they used them as a cryptographic system. Robert.
Cyber movies for 100.
Thank you.
Cyber movies.
Did we get 300 points?
Elite. Cyber newbies.
Well, I think...
Jeff, you deal with it. Okay. Contestants.
Raise question. I'm with you. I'm listening, Wayne. Right. I'm listening.
You both get 300.
Who? Two of us?
These both.
And those guys. That's good. Thank
He's
you.
Giving them both the 300. That's that fair. All right. This is Cyber Movies for 100. Michael Jordan might have enjoyed a walk-in part in this hit movie. Ben. The Net. No. Michael Jordan might have enjoyed a walk-in part in this movie. Anybody out there? What is Sneakers? Oh. Don't take any points away from him.
Don't take any points
Come
away
on,
from him.
Come on, Alex.
My question was asked correct. Don't take any points away from him.
Pick.
That's outrageous.
We're picking.
That question was just going
for Wayne,
though.
Who is it?
You want Cyber for two?
Yeah.
Get your horn right.
Virtually lost Cyber lass, Sandra Bullock, drove her way to stardom in this movie. Number two. No. What is speed?
Man, we should have had that.
Pick
That's
it,
okay. That's okay.
I should have known not to pick that one up in here.
I know.
More beverage.
Well, we got a grin and bear it.
Okay. The auto faxing PDA saved butt. That's the right. Under Siege 2. The auto faxing PDA, this auto faxing PDA saved butt in Under Siege 2.
What is Under Siege?
Wrong!
Wait, that was not the question.
You rung in before
yeah.
I finished.
Yeah, you're near.
This auto faxing PDA saved butt in Under Siege 2.
Let me see that.
What is the Newton?
What is the Newton?
Thank you.
Exactly what it was. It was a guess, and it was right.
I know.
All right, let's go. Let's go for trivia for two.
That question
trivia
is wrong.
For two.
They're brave.
Founder of the Dutch hacking zine, Hactic. Bob.
Who is Rob Concreep?
Who is Rob? That's correct.
Yes, I can.
Score. Nobody can spell that.
Score update.
Pick it.
Hello.
Oh, score update.
Okay.
Team 1.
Team 1, 1,000
points. Yeah. 1,000. Okay, 4K. 200
Meg. Team
300
Meg.
Go.
He's a scorekeeper. I don't know. Bob, take a pick.
Trivia for 300.
Which one for 300?
Trivia.
Trivia for 300.
Oh, man. Significa.
Of PKE, PKP, and PGP, the one that was designed in the Rocky Mountains. Robert!
What is PGP?
What is PGP? Phil Zimmerman lives in Boulder, Colorado.
Robert?
Trivia for 400.
The manufacturer of the Clipper chip. Team 2. You rang in. I heard it.
Right. We're talking now. Can we be more specific here? The manufacturer.
The manufacturer of the Clipper chip.
I mean, do you want the company? Do you want the organization?
The company manufacturer of the Clipper chip.
Well, I could try. What is the NSA?
You're fishing.
What is the NSA? No, wrong. Team 2. Team 1.
What is VLSI technology or Micatronics?
Micatronics, VLSI, both correct answers. Thank you. Microtronics, Southern California, VLSI did the fabrication of it for them. Robert, pick.
Trivia for 100.
Bill or Hillary's email address. Team 2.
President at whitehouse.com.
Excuse me?
Oh! Oh, he was here! No!
President at whitehouse.gov.
That wasn't a question.
Team 1.
What is president at whitehouse.gov?
What is president at whitehouse.gov? He didn't ask you a question. You never said what.
Did he? I didn't hear it.
He said what?
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Who wants a beer?
The judge first.
Then the beer.
Ted!
Oh, man. I thought somebody was going to get taken right, out.
Okay.
Let it cool down for a minute.
Did you give it to him? What's the word?
Okay, music before.
President of whitehouse.gov. I mean, look at
it.
Okay,
we can give it to him.
That's cool.
Only 100.
Music before you were born. Larry, you ready? I can't read this.
I won't be able to answer.
This mega singing star appeared on Ed Sullivan only above the waist. Team 2. Excuse me?
Who is Elvis?
How the hell did
he get one?
Yeah, he got
one.
Let's go Cyber Movies for 500. The voice of Simba in The Lion King. Team 3.
Matthew Broderick. Answer the question.
Who is Matthew Broderick?
Do we give it to him?
No.
Yes!
No!
All right.
Boo! When? I feel I must ask, how was that a cyber movie?
Well, he was in War Games.
Matthew Broderick starred in War Games.
But that was not you. All right, let's move on. It's about a goddamn lion, for Christ's sake.
Team 3, pick the category. All right. Keenan Wynn starred in this dud about tempest busting and ripping off the Federal Reserve. Team 1.
What is prime risk?
What is prime risk?
Very good.
Robert, pick your category.
Trivia for 500.
Dark Avengers Virulent Creation. Team 1.
Which is the mutating engine.
What's the mutation engine? He's right.
Pick your category.
I don't care, man. It's up to you, bud.
He won a 2600 point.
Oh, okay. 2600.
Thanks for rubbing that in. That's right.
What about Team 2 and 3?
Alien encounters for
100.
How many?
100.
For 100. Best UFO viewing area west of the Mississippi. Team 2.
The Nevada desert.
What's Nevada?
What is Nevada?
Can we be a little more specific?
No.
A little more specific.
No, just give us a goddamn point.
What is Area 51?
Area 51. Don't give it to him.
You call it. You call it.
I don't know about this one. He didn't. He did. I don't know. Hey. Got to apply the rules evenly. Hey, I will not bend to peer pressure. I feel your pain. But it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
Throw that one out.
No, they don't get it because they got coached along the whole time and they still didn't get it.
No point.
Do more Jesse Jackson.
Try again, I'm sorry.
Alien Encounters for 200. And I want Jeff to do more Jesse Jackson.
Air Force Major, who recanted his 1947 UFO tale under pressure from the brass. Ooh. Ooh.
Throw it out, let's go.
Audience, anybody know this one? Air Force Major, who recanted his 1947 UFO tale under pressure from the brass. Nobody knows this one. Roswell was the incident. It was Major Jesse Marcel. Oh, yeah, I see the heads. Oh, my God. All
that
right.
Movie was just on cable, too. I'm so lame.
Oh, are you so lame, Bob?
I am.
Should we take some points away because you're lame?
Sounds good.
You want to pick again?
Not if you value your life. Alien Encounters for 300.
All right, this is a real alien question. My wife did these, so I don't want to hear about it. He worked on spaceship propulsion systems at Area 51. My wife's name is Shara. It's Shara at Infowar.com. Anybody know this one? Anybody in the audience? We got one. Who? What? Bob Lazar, that's right.
Oh, good man, good man.
Bob, pick something else.
Roll with it.
You're rolling it?
Yeah, I'm rolling with it, man. Your wife made some toughies win.
Really?
I don't know what goddamn.
All right, this is a hacker question, believe it or not.
Word.
The alleged hacker project looking for UFOs. Robert.
What is Project Green Cheese?
What is Project Green Cheese? He's right.
I remember that shit.
You want to close it out?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Your roommate in the head.
Oh, this one's tough. The supposed power source behind UFOs. Team 2.
What is gravity?
What is gravity?
Come on!
That is it!
What is what? Crystals? What did I hear? Crystals? Dilithium crystals. Now I like that. Judge, you're going to have to call this one. The correct answer is what is element 115? You call it. You want to give it to him?
Gravity?
Give it to him? All right.
Yeah.
We're on the board again.
Woo!
Call number. Call your question.
Hey,
if
you
got
115?
Oh, all right. So, what do you want to
have?
Cannabis.
I'm not sure.
10 in the box for 100. Start us off, win.
After the feds took his computers, his gaming company nearly bit the dust. Who rang first?
Oh, man.
You're so wrong.
Who rang first?
I read the question.
Let him go.
Who rang first?
I did.
I heard the horn.
Ask the question again.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, totally.
It was team 2, wasn't it?
No.
I have outside counsel tells me Stratton team run first.
What? Come on.
All right, team 1.
Who is Steve Jackson?
No. Who's Steve Jackson?
I rang it first.
I
you
did
need
not.
To
why the hell?
I heard the horn.
Robert, pick it. 100.
Yeah.
We're not
going to
win anyway.
Yeah, we're going to win. We got a whole other
penalty box for 200.
He's the blind whistle blowing phone freak. Robert.
Who is Joe Angracia? Or the whistler?
Is that the right? That's not what I have. I have the answer. I have Captain Crunch.
Oh.
Did you say blind? You said blind.
Blind.
Joe Angracia is
Judge.
Blind.
Yeah,
Captain Crunch is not blind. He just goes to raves a lot.
Yeah, it's not Captain Crunch.
He won gets it. Okay. Bob, call it.
Penalty dash for 300.
What's the answer?
No, the answer is going to be correct. Cliff Dole's nemesis called this city home. Cliff Stoll's nemesis called this city home. Bob.
Hanover.
What is Hamburg?
No. What is Hamburg?
No, Hanover.
No.
What is Hanover?
Somebody else.
Can we postulate again?
No, if you want to ring in, you can ring in and gamble it away.
No, we've already gambled it out.
Anybody?
Pick somebody.
Fucking A.
Yeah, I did. But don't
you
worry about it.
You said Berlin? No, it's Hanover.
The Hanover Hacker.
Hanover. Who got Hanover?
Everybody did. No, everybody did.
You pick it. You get something out.
Read it.
Bob, pick it up.
Oh. Jesus Christ! Lost that in the light.
Penalty box for 400.
That's solid state.
Daily double. How many points do they have to wager? This is a daily double.
7 terabytes now?
Bet it all.
Bet it all! Bet
it all! Oh, no. Bet it all!
Come on! Okay, you got it, man.
750.
Seven. He can't do multi. He can't, give him an even number.
800.
320.
If you do it 1,000, it's real easy for him.
Yeah. We don't like him that much, okay?
This is for Team One only. Okay. This anti-hacker federal unit was founded in 1865.
Oh my God. Secret. What is the Secret Service?
What is the Secret Service? That's the right answer.
That was in there last night, too.
No. You can't duplicate answers.
Sorry, guys. We're going to throw that out.
Was that last night?
Yeah.
I had one last night.
Where do I sound so familiar?
I know. I was like, dude, I know that.
I'm like,
how do I know that?
Yeah, I'm like,
lame.
The fix is on.
Hold on. I'll hold off on those points there for a second.
Yeah.
We're winning. Right.
I'm told that he wants to give you another Double Jeopardy question because that one was doubled in from last night.
Yes.
Is he yes? Okay.
No,
that's,
man.
We're cool with that.
Same bet.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Just for us?
Just for Team One. He was the much embarrassed U.S. attorney for his failure to convict Craig Kneedorf.
Who is William Cook?
That's correct.
Another one.
He wants me to give him another one. All right, Bob, which category do you want to go with now?
Let's go for three.
Oh, Lord. Gee, there are so many to choose from.
Cyber movies.
Music before Wynn was born? Or 200?
How much?
200.
Music before you were born.
Oh.
First 1960. He's getting ready over here. First 1963 Beatles hit in the United Kingdom.
Fuck, Spino, man.
Ooh.
Do it!
In the United Kingdom.
Oh, in the UK?
Oh, we got a tentative honk.
Hello?
In the form of a question.
What is I Saw
Standing There? No. Anybody else? Anybody out in the audience? What?
Can't.
No. Who said that? Who said love me do? Love me do is the right answer.
Elite.
What? All right, Bob, which category would you like to go to?
Come on.
300.
Can we just finish?
Music before you were born.
It has to do with hacking.
Has nothing to do with hacking.
No, it really doesn't.
He played the Star-Spangled Banner at dawn to 500,000 fans.
No way!
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I thought you were bringing it in for 400.
Yeah, he said, we got it.
thought we rang in first.
You don't understand. If you close it, it's so far.
We have doubles coming up. All right, for 400, this music group sang the anti-Vietnam War ditty, "I Think I'm Fixin' to Die." That was obviously Team 3.
Who's Country Joe and the Fish?
He got it.
Good song.
I almost had that, dude. That was right on the tip of my tongue.
And for 500.
I can't believe I forgot that. Oh, sorry.
The weirdo Napoleon 14th hit in the 1960s was banned because it insulted crazy people. I'll read it again. We may have to go to the audience for this one. The weirdo Napoleon 14th hit in 1960s was banned because it insulted crazy people.
You got it. Oh.
All right, let's have a score update and we'll do the next
you
sport.
You rule, man.
I need a bucket.
You are elite.
What's the score update? Score update. 4,600 points. All right. Give us a minute. We'll pass out a couple beers. I got a couple more questions here. Okay. The network that Max Headroom was on.
Number 23.
Who do I call? Who do I? All right. I don't know. What is what? What is Network 23? Give him something. Give him something. Oh, a modem! How original!
I need a cigarette. Does anyone have a cigarette?
We're passing cigarettes
Please.
Up front for the crew.
No one here smokes. All right.
There we go. Thank you.
Here. Oh, Jesus!
Damn! Sorry!
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, wait. Wow, I'm totally shut up.
All right. The number of megabytes of wares you can download in 1 hour at 28.8 KB. First hand, what? 10.2 what? Is that in the form of a question? Next. I see it. What is 10.2? The Where's Puppies don't agree with 10.2. All right, who's the next answer? What is what? What is 12 what? What is 12 megabytes? Give him something. That's the answer the Where's Puppies gave us. Now, Jeff, I don't know if I can quite ask this next one.
Thank you, Manny.
Why don't you do that one?
Yeah, I'll ask this one. What is it called when Captain Crunch climbs on your back and asks you to do squats? This is a.k.a. HoHoCon 93.
Date rape.
What is a crunch squat? Affirmative. Get him. You want a beer or a modem?
Bear modem.
Okay.
Now that's a nice.
Hurl the modem. Lock the modem.
No. Give the man a beer.
Give him a beer.
I'm not throwing any more beers. I almost killed the guy.
Battery. Whoa.
That could kill someone. It would sterilize it at the
We're
same time.
We're not throwing any more beer.
Yeah, that's bad.
No more beer will be thrown to feed me.
No, this is. That's the building.
Okay, one more for the audience.
Yeah.
Here, here's one more thing.
We're going to go down.
Come on.
This is the last question. What is freshly pirated software is commonly called? Oh, yeah. What do you want? Yes! Modems all around!
I want to hear you. Alright, it's all in the
right. Yeah, if you get five, you get a rack mount.
Are you guys going to start an internet service provider now?
Okay, here we go. The big last question for the official beer sponsor of DEF CON, the Holy Cow Mega Brew. Yeah, I'm going to throw it. What year anniversary is Microsoft coming up on? Oh, you
12.
Got out of here. You were next.
13.
Wrong.
What is
wrong?
13.
Wrong.
Wait.
No. 13.
What did you say?
16. Correct. 20.
Oh, wait.
You're
Phil.
Q Master. Who was it? Was it this guy or that guy?
He cannot do it. He works there.
You can't do it because you work there.
Okay.
Excellent. And in return, he just delivered on a promise, direct from France, the vanilla-flavored condom.
Yes!
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, really?
But the next giveaway, you're going to receive this. So don't call out any kind of thing if you don't want it.
Does everybody have pens up here?
Yes.
Everybody's got pens.
We're playing a Final Jeopardy.
I have no pen.
No pens up here, Wes.
All right. Now, Team 1 is clearly ahead. In this round, we have two Double Jeopardies. And all the points are worth twice as much. Sounds like Alex Trebek.
We're gonna lose twice.
Hang on.
And Team 2 is going to learn what?
We're going to lose hard.
You got a pen? Everybody got a pen that works? Okay. Who has the lowest score?
That would be me.
Team 2, let them pick first.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, the categories are no one knows this stuff, area codes. Telcos, technology, quotations, and hacks. Team 2, go for it. You wanted it?
Shit we don't know for 200.
Shit we don't know for 200.
Shit on ya.
He invented the Braille system of reading for the blind. Team 3.
Who is Braille?
Pick it.
No one knows the stuff for 400, Wynn.
No one knows this stuff for 400. He said upon getting the first presidential PC, quote, and what's this little green button for? Anybody up here? Do we have a modem to give away? Oh, we are.
Who's Reagan?
No. Not the first presidential PC.
Number these guys right here. Dock them.
Team 3. All right, out there. First presidential PC. Pick somebody, Jeff. Wasn't Carter. He didn't have the first PC. He had a dumb terminal at his desk. Pick somebody else.
The first presidential PC.
First presidential PC.
Pick him.
I already picked that guy.
Which guy?
That guy.
What guy?
Bush. Whoever said Bush is right. Bush.
That's why I'm losing.
All right. Pick the
That's
next
why
one.
I'm losing.
All right, team
Where's
two.
Where's the vanilla flavored condom?
Team two, you get to pick again.
Right,
oh, it's a team three. I'm sorry.
Okay, no one knows this shit for 600.
Word.
No one knows this shit for 600. Founder of the precursor to